Welcome back to Activity Quest, the podcast that's packed with stuff to do. This week, Adam's going wild at Longleat Safari Park, and George is here. She's making a craft that might help us spy some animals in the wild too. My name's Bex, and every episode of Activity Quest starts with a fun kids presenter doing something awesome. This week, Adam's in Longleat at the one and only Longleat Safari Park. Let's find out more.
Bex, there are monkeys all over the car right now. We are at the monkey drive-thru. Don't worry, it's not something that we're ordering. We are at Longleat Safari Park in Wiltshire. In a moment, we're going to see cheetahs, we're going to see lions, we're going to see hyenas too. But as great as all of those are, that's not why I'm here. Today, we're going to meet some meerkats.
Hi, my name is Alex and I am a keeper here at Longleat Safari Park. I work with all sorts of different animals, so it ranges from meerkats all the way through to giant anteaters. Longleat, you'll find it in Wiltshire, in the heart of the countryside, so we've got a fantastic surrounding, loads of native wildlife, as well as all this exotic stuff from all over the globe. So my favourite animal that I work with here has got to be our giant anteaters. One in specifically is our female giant anteater, Moroni. She's very, very much a special animal. She's just an animal that makes you happy whenever you see her. And yeah, she's absolutely lovely.
And why? Why is she your favourite in particular? As opposed to, I think in a minute we're going to go and see some meerkats. Why is she your favourite?
Well, first off, she behaves most of the time. And she's just lovely. She comes over, she likes a good scratch. We can even give her showers and things like that. She's a lot nicer than the meerkats, as I will explain further on in this interview. Meerkats aren't as nice as what you think they are.
Don't say that. We're about to go and feed them, I think. Okay, so Alex has found some chairs for us. Oh my gosh, and Alex has popped some chairs down and immediately the meerkats have run over.
If you want to take a seat here and just keep hands out of the way.
Okay. I have meerkats around my feet. I've got a meerkat on my lap. I've got a meerkat just casually sat on my lap.
So I'll just sprinkle the mealworms on your lap and they are going to gobble them all up. So here at Longleat, we have a group of 11 boys. They have all been born and bred here at Longleat. Our oldest is 12 years old in our boy group and our youngest is 5. So we haven't bred for a few years. We got to 22 meerkats and thought, that's enough. Don't need any more. But at the moment, I'm sprinkling some mealworms on some laps. And they are just devouring them. Insects has got to be one of their favourite foods that we give them. We give them a really varied diet here. So they get a lot of fruit and vegetables with some cat biscuits and peanuts thrown in. So that noise you can hear is them basically arguing over the mealworms. We have some individuals that definitely like their food more than others. So currently you have Olaf on your lap. So they definitely have their favourites when it comes to food. And the mealworms and any meat are definitely a favourite.
And so just to describe what's happening here, Alex is sprinkling live mealworms all over me. It's like something out of I'm a Celeb. And there are what's a family of meerkats called?
So a group of meerkats is collectively known as a mob or a gang.
So there is a mob or a gang of meerkats on me right now. And they are absolutely devouring the mealworms that Alex is feeding them.
So the collective term of meerkat really makes sense when you look at their natural behaviours. As I said earlier, meerkats aren't as nice as what you think they are, and actually, in fact, really incredibly aggressive animals. If you know anything about animals, and you know what the mongoose family is like, they're incredibly aggressive, and meerkats are just a mini mongoose, so they have all of that pent-up rage and anger in a concentrated form. And so when it comes to fighting, they fight like a mob or a gang as one big unit.
Now, this is one of the VIP experiences that Longleat Safari Park offers, the ability to become basically a dinner plate for meerkats. But there's also something else you can do here.
Thank you.
Alex, these are your favourite animals.
Yep.
Do you want to tell me what we are? We've done the meerkats. We're moving on to bigger and better things. Absolutely. Bigger, literally. Giant anteaters. Tell me more about these guys.
So we have two giant anteaters here at Longleat. We have Moroni, our female, who we are about to feed. And then we have her partner, Benito, who is our male. They are both 14 years old, so they're getting on a bit now, but they've just been absolutely excellent for their species. They've had 5 children. They've all gone on to the next generation. And in fact, they're even grandparents now.
And can you describe them to me? It's not every day that you see an anteater. Right. Do your best to kind of... They look like if I were to attempt to draw perhaps a horse. I'm not the greatest artist, so try and explain what an anteater looks like.
Weird. You're not far wrong with trying to draw a horse if you're not great at drawing. They have a very elongated jaw. Everyone thinks it's a nose, but it is in fact a jaw. It's quite a small head to body size. He's quite stocky, and then they have a massive tail as well. They're very unique. They are just... Google it.
Google it. It's good. Good choice. Yeah, good answer. Now, Alex, just before we came in here, you let slip that on paper, at least, these are almost as dangerous as a tiger or a lion. We're about to feed them. Top tips.
Avoid the claws.
Avoid the claws. That's a very good tip. So I'm going to pop my hand out. I'm going to get some lovely mealworms again.
It's a fist, and then bring it towards here.
And bring it towards here. And the tongue is just sort of going in. Oh, that is the strangest feeling.
So essentially what you're almost recreating there is how they would naturally eat ants and termites in the wild. Not obviously not through a gloved hand, but what they'll do with those claws is they will make a nick in the side of a termite mound, and then they will shove the end of their mouth in. And
And so the tongue is just sort of going in and out of my hand, I suppose, and picking up all of these delicious mealworms. I can't say that's what I would like for my dinner.
So her tongue is exceptional. It's between 60 and 70 centimetres long, and it's got some incredible adaptations, such as it has backwards hooking hairs on it, so it attaches to the hairs on an ant or a termite. They have an enlarged salivary gland as well, as you can probably feel on your gloves now. Incredibly slippy and very sticky all at the same time. And they actually have done research on how quickly that tongue can move, and apparently it can move in and out 160 times a minute when they want to. Wow. If they're hungry, I guess. But she's just incredible, isn't she? She's just absolutely lovely. Very special animal. And there's a lot of keepers that are very much attached to her.
Oh, Bex, I'm in the car. My tongue is bright blue because I've just had a slushy, and we are on our way home. I have had such a fantastic time at Longleat Safari Park. Honestly, it's been an incredible day. Check it out. It's in the heart of Wiltshire. More information can be found online. Just search Longleat.
Oh, I love Longleat. I've been there many a time and it is amazing. Big thank you to Adam for researching it for us. Now, all that animal action has got me hankering for some safari searching myself, and that's why George is here with a craft that you can do at home.
Welcome, brave adventurers, to an exciting safari adventure inspired by the incredible Longleat Safari Park. Today, we'll embark on a wild journey and create our very own safari binoculars. Imagine yourself surrounded by the sights and sound of the animal kingdom at Longleat Safari Park. Are you ready to dive into this thrilling craft? First, gather the materials you'll need: 2 empty toilet paper rolls, cardboard or construction paper, coloured markers or crayons, string or ribbon, a hole puncher, and scissors and glue. Are you ready to create your own safari binoculars and begin your virtual safari adventure? Take your 2 empty toilet paper rolls and place them side by side. Cut a piece of cardboard or construction paper long enough to wrap around both rolls. Glue it securely to hold the rolls together. Now it's time to decorate your safari binoculars. Use your coloured markers or crayons to create vibrant patterns, animal prints, or any designs that inspire your safari spirit. Next, punch a hole on each side of the binoculars near the top. This is where your string or ribbon will go to hang the binoculars around your neck. Thread the string or ribbon through the holes and tie a knot on each side, ensuring it's long enough to comfortably wear the binoculars. Now that your safari binoculars are complete, put them around your neck and get ready to explore our virtual Longleat Safari Park. Imagine looking through your binoculars, scanning the horizon for majestic creatures like lions, elephants, and giraffes. Use your imagination to spot these incredible animals on your virtual safari adventure. As you venture through the safari park, take note of the behaviours and habitats of the animals you encounter. You are now a safari explorer, observing and learning about the magnificent wildlife. Remember, young adventurers, Longleat Safari Park is a real place waiting to be explored. If you ever get the chance, visit in person for an awe-inspiring safari experience. And that concludes our safari adventure inspired by Longleat Safari Park. I hope you had a roaringly good time.
Thanks, Georgia. And just like that, we're done. Remember, there's loads of episodes of Activity Quest that you can go back and listen to at any time. If you want some more suggestions of stuff to do, just scroll back in your podcast app and pick an episode you fancy. I'm Bex, and this has been a podcast from the UK's children's radio station, Fun Kids. It was produced and edited by Adam Stoner. Listen to me on your DAB digital radio, online, on the free Fun Kids mobile app, and on your smart speaker. Just say, "Play Fun Kids" every weekday from 4 p.m. See you soon.